It's the dictionary.
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 Hello, word nerds, and welcome to the dictionary. What? The dictionary? Word nerds and flurgerds. My name is Spencer. This is episode F53. I would love it if you left a review on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you can do that. If you are watching this on YouTube, I would love it if you also commented and subscribed and liked and just do all those things that those content creators like to get, please. Because, you know, if I'm putting it out there, I might as well ask for it. You can email me dictionarypod@gmail.com if you want to tell me something. What are these things that I haven't said in a while? You can send me a joke for any word through the rest of the alphabet, and I will tell your joke when we get there. I will, of course, credit you for that. You can ask me questions. You can comment on something that I said before. If there are words that you have specific feelings about, that's going to be in this episode, then that's another thing. You can send me an email, tell me about your thoughts. I will tell them on that episode. I think it's good to get all different perspectives for all of these words because I'm just one person out of 8 billion plus. Another way that you can contact me is by the Google Voice number, 917-727-5757. That has been ingrained in my brain. You can leave a voicemail and I will put it in an episode unless you say no. No, no, no. You can buy some merchandise. I really need to put some more stuff up there, but I don't have any time to create more things. The link is in the show notes. You can join the Patreon for $1 a month and get early episodes and maybe some exclusives. What are the other things? So social media, Dictionary Pod. No, at Dictionary Pod. That's what that is. And I think that that is fine for now. Oh, and then, of course, you got to check out the music and other things from Jonah Kraut and Tom Maslowski. Tom Maslowski. They made my two separate theme songs. Maybe someday I will have some additional theme songs. All right, let's get to the words. The first word in this episode is, let's see, yes, we talked about fee for service. So the first word is feel, F-E-E-L. First form verb from before the 12th century, and we are starting with transitive. Number 1a. To handle or touch in order to examine, test, or explore some quality. So this is the physical action of feeling a thing to see what it is like. Maybe when you're getting a present, you might feel the box, see what the shape is. You might shake it around. Hopefully it's not alive. Hopefully it's not fragile. If I feel the paper here, it feels smooth and papery, and it makes sounds. You know, this is just the action of touching a thing with your fingers, if you have fingers, you could feel things with any part of your body, really. Any part. It doesn't have to be your fingers, but that's usually what we use. Us raccoons, they use their fingers to touch things, figure out what they are. They go like to clean things. Rats have fingers. Okay, but we're not talking about fingers. We're talking about feeling. You're trying to just see what the quality of the thing is. 1b, to perceive by a physical sensation coming from discrete end organs. And examples of those discrete end organs would be skin or muscles. So using your skin to perceive, to get the physical sensation, that is where the part on your body that receives this physical sensation. And I don't really know or remember what a discrete end organ is. I mean, your skin is on top of your muscles. So I would call your skin the end organ. And why are they discrete? Muscles are discrete. They're inside of your skin, but your skin is not very discrete unless you hide it. I'm sure there's some very specific medical definition that I read a couple of years ago. 2A, to undergo passive experience of. To undergo passive experience of a thing, of something. It's passive, though, so you're allowing this feeling to wash over you. You are not actively pursuing. I don't really understand this one exactly, because sometimes the definitions are just a little weird. 2B is to have one's sensibilities markedly affected by. You are having your sensibilities affected by a thing, so then you are feeling that change in your sensibility. Sometimes these definitions are just like, you can't, it's okay, yes, it's there, it's whatever, but it's like, I don't know what that means unless I know what feeling, the action of feeling is. Number 3, to ascertain by cautious trial, and this is usually used with the word out, feel out. So to ascertain by cautious trial. So it's like, I'm going to feel out this situation. I don't exactly know what I'm getting myself into. Maybe there is this weird portal in front of me, and I'm going to cautiously test this out. I'm going to do a trial, but I'm going to be very cautious about it. Maybe I'm going to put my fingers into the portal very carefully, because I don't know what's going to happen when I go through the portal. I will maybe one finger. Maybe I'll let one finger go. I can deal with losing one finger potentially. Maybe I should be my pinky. My index finger's pretty helpful. Pinky is not as helpful. So I'll let the pinky go. And if the pinky, if it's good, if this feel out is good with the pinky, then I will go through the portal whole body. Okay, number 4A. To be aware of by instinct or inference. Okay, so this is like, ooh, I have a feeling. I feel like the energy is changing. I feel like there's something coming. There's something that's gonna happen. And so it's time to go. Gotta go. I feel weird about this. So that is it's your instinct, your inference. We'll talk about those I words later. Number 4B, the synonyms are believe and think. So yes, this is all about just what's just going on in your mind, your gut, your heart, your brain. The example here is say what you really think. Say what you really believe, what you really think. Oh, sorry, I think I screwed that up. It's say what you really feel. I'm supposed to put the word in that space. By the way, I don't know if I said this. Maybe years ago I did. The example sentences don't actually put the word in the sentence. It says, say what you really, and then there's this squiggly line, and you're just supposed to put the word in there. I think that they just save some space that way. So say what you really feel. What do you feel about the politics of the day? Please, don't hold back. Tell us your honest feelings. Feelings. Da-da-da-da. Feelings. Now we have intransitive for feel. 1A is to receive or be able to receive a tactile sensation. So when the... I was going to go to a very violent example. That's no fun. Let's see. What do I have? When the spoon taps my hand, I am receiving a tactile sensation. So I'm feeling the spoon hit my hand bones, which really doesn't feel very good. So I should probably stop with the smacking of the spoon on the hand bones. Hand bones. Hand bones connect to the finger bones. Okay, so now we have 1B, to search for something by using the sense of touch. Your eyes are closed. You're in a dark space. You just have to stick your hands out and feel around for whatever is out there. We were at a haunted house recently, and there was at least one space that was like pitch black or just about pitch black. And so you gotta put your hands out. You don't want to go face first to feel what's out there. You use your fingies. Okay, now we have 2A, which is to be conscious of an inward impression, state of mind, or physical condition. You are aware, you are conscious of this feeling. It's all about your own state of mind, how do you physically feel? Where's your brain? Where's your mind? Your emotions, your spirituality? What's your state of mind like? Or your inward impression. I don't even know how to describe that. What are you impressed by inwardly? You're conscious of where you are in physical space and where your mind is, your emotions, and that is, you are feeling that. What am I feeling right now? I'm feeling fine. I usually just feel fine. I am not overly happy. I'm not overly sad or mad or angry. I am not ecstatic, but I am happy. I am satisfied, happy to be here reading these words to you, talking to you, camera. Really, this is all about you. You, camera, you don't know anything. And so I am telling you, and you, microphone, hello, how are you doing today? Very good. You've been sitting here since yesterday. Okay, very good. Now we have number 2B. Yes, 2B. To have a marked or marked sentiment or opinion. This is like a very specific, possibly intense. It's noteworthy. This sentiment or opinion is noteworthy of some kind. And so you have that opinion or sentiment. As in, feels strongly about it. What I feel strongly about, recording this in late October, is that people should vote for Kamala Harris. And by the time this episode airs, we all will know something better about that situation. But I feel very strongly that that is the way to go right now. Okay, number 3, the synonym is seem, S-E-E-M, as in, it feels like spring today. It seems like spring today. Even though it is winter, it feels like spring. The temperature is not too cold and not too warm. You could also possibly say it feels like fall today, because it's similar temperatures. But yes, spring has another feeling, though. It feels different than fall because you have just gone through the cold winter, and now you're looking forward to those warmer temperatures and all of the new plants and things that are growing, the rebirth, the new baby animals, the baby bunnies. And you're like, ooh, I got a spring in my step. It feels like spring today. Number 4. To have sympathy or pity, as in, I feel for you. I have emotions. I have sympathy, empathy. I worry about you. Are you okay? I feel for you. We have a phrase, feel like, and that means to have an inclination for, as in, feel like a walk? Would you like to go for a walk? Do you have an inclination to go walking? Have a little jaunt with me through the park? Here we go. It feels like spring today. Do you feel like a walk? Do you have an inclination for that? Yes, I think that would be wonderful. Thank you so much. Let's go. Woo-woo. All right. What is the etymology for feel? This is from Old High German, fühlen, which means to feel, from Latin, palpare, which means to caress. Ooh, so maybe the Old High German one is to feel emotionally, mentally with your mind, and then the caress one is about the physical action of feeling. When I clap my hands, you feel a sensation. It feels like, ooh, it's intense. And so when you clap a lot, your hands very much hurt. Emily Winter Show One-Liner Madness. There was lots and lots of applause there. So by the end, your hands get a little sore and tired and numb. I think it is time for a sound effect, so I'm going to go woohoo, because I'm feeling good. Now, we have the second form of feel, which is a noun from the 13th century. Number one, the synonyms are sensation and feeling. If I pinch the skin, pinchy owie, that's a feel. Can you call it that? It's a feel? I would say feeling. So I don't think the word feel gets used a lot in this. Oh, that's the sensation of a pinch. That's the feel of a pitch. The feel of a pinch. Pinch, that's the word. Number two, the sense of touch. So this is just, you know, we got the senses of touch and sight and taste and smell and hearing. Those are our senses. Maybe some of you have some other senses. But the touch one, it's the sense of feeling, the feel touch, the feel sense. Number 3A, the quality of a thing as imparted through or as if through touch. The quality of a thing when you touch it, when you feel it, the quality of a thing. So the sandpaper, when you run your nose on the sandpaper, the quality is very rough on your nose. The feel on your nose is very rough. And I think that I don't recommend it because it might rub the skin off your nose and you need the skin on your nose so you don't look like Rudolph. Are we on 3A? No, that was 3A. 3B is typical or peculiar quality or atmosphere, as in also an awareness of such a quality or atmosphere. So, the quality or atmosphere of a space? Is that what we're talking about? The awareness of such a quality or atmosphere. So this is the feel of a train station. Back in the day, maybe it was filled with lots of steam or smoke. Did they run trains on like coal or something? So there was a lot of billowing smoke. So the feel of a train station with all the bustling people. And the smoke, and it probably felt a little chaotic. That would be the feel of an old school train station. Number four is intuitive knowledge or ability. This is like psychic ability, ESP, being connected to the energy. It's your feel. I have a feel that this space there was some very strange goings on in this space before. I feel it with my intuitive knowledge. My next sound effect is going to be different. So I'm feeling very sad. The next word is feeler. Noun from 1526. One that feels as a tactile process as a tentacle of an animal. So the word process here is being used as the physical thing on the animal. I feel like I want to move this because I feel like I'm leaning over and I don't want to lean over. So the tactile thing on an animal, like a tentacle, the octopuses, the octopi, the squids, the cuttlefish, do they have tentacles? What's the other one that I can't think of? Mollusk? No, I don't know. I can't think of it. But there are lots of animals that have tentacles, and they are also called feelers because they stick those tentacles out. They stick the tentacles out, and so they can feel what's out there. That is what they use. They have lots of little suction cups on them, maybe, and they feel what's out there. That feels so good. B, one that feels as B, something as a proposal, ventured to ascertain the views of others. We want to find out what everybody thinks of this thing. Maybe if I send some feelers out to all of the listeners to find out what they think of this podcast, or watchers, because you could be watching this on YouTube. Just going to send some feelers out, see what's going on. We're going to take a poll. Who do you think should win the race? The feelers might tell us that. Roar, I'm so angry. Next is feeler gauge, two words, noun from 1925. A thin metal strip or wire of known thickness used as a gauge. So if you know the thickness of a thing, then maybe you're comparing it to another version of it, so you can compare, oh, this one's thinner, this is the standard thickness, but this one's thinner, so we know maybe, like, it needs to be replaced, or I don't really know how this is used, let me look up a picture so I can get some more specific information on this feeler gauge. You know the thickness, it's a thin metal strip or wire. So, oh, it looks like there's a lot. Oh, maybe if you put it up against a thing. So basically, I'm seeing a lot of images of this fan of feeler gauges. And so maybe each one is a different thickness. And so if you need to know the thickness of a thing, you can say, oh, well, I'm going to put this feeler gauge up to it. Oh, no, the feeler gauge is a little too thick. Let me find a thinner one. I'm going to put that up to it. And so you can figure out the thickness. Oh, well, this feeler gauge, that matches the thickness of the thing that I'm measuring, and this feeler gauge is 3 millimeters thick, so I know that thing is 3 millimeters thick, wide, whatever. 32 blades steel feeler gauge, dual marked metric and imperial. I assume that's the rest of that sentence. Okay, you could buy that on Amazon. Now, what's another? Whoa! I had the feeling of surprise. Next is feel good. Two words with a hyphen. Adjective from 1977. Number one, relating to or promoting an often specious sense of satisfaction or well-being. As in, a feel-good reform program that makes no changes. So what is this? Relating to or promoting an often specious sense of satisfaction or well-being. Why is my brain not understand? Why don't you really know what specious means here? Like a species? Specious? Relating to or promoting an often specious sense of... So, I mean, yeah, basically, it's satisfaction, well-being. It's a thing that's supposed to make you feel good. That's what the word is. So, the example is a feel-good reform program that makes no changes. I don't really understand this makes no changes thing. I feel like there could be another way to finish that sentence that makes it more clear. But essentially, the point of this example is it's a reform program that's makes you feel good, gives you a sense of well-being, makes you feel satisfied with whatever you are. But a reform program... Wait a minute. The reform program is supposed to make changes, but this feel-good reform program makes no changes. What? I mean, that's what the reform is, changing from one thing, to another form. What? So is it, it's a feel-good reform program, so it's just going to make you feel good, but you're not going to have any other changes. But maybe feeling good is what you want. I don't know what this is about. Number two, cheerfully sentimental, as in a feel-good movie. Sometimes you just need a feel-good movie because you're feeling crummy, poopy, dumpy, and you just want to feel good. Maybe it's a rom-com, and they end up together at the end, and that's all you want. You just want to feel good at the end of it because you had a stupid day, right? And there's nothing wrong with those things. Feel-good story, feel-good movie. It makes you cheerfully sentimental. your sentiments are being turned into cheers. Cheers! Yay! Okay, another. So we got one more sound effect to make, and it's going to be, oh yeah, because I'm feeling pumped up. Okay, the last word is the first form of the word feeling, and it's going to go well onto the next page. The second form will be in the next episode. So I got to move this paperclip over here so it's not in the way. So this feeling word is a noun from the 12th century, 1A1. The one of the basic physical senses of which the skin contains the chief end organs and of which the sensation of touch and temperature are characteristic. The synonym is touch. The sense of touch, the sense of feeling. You are going to feel the touch of a thing. Temperature, if you put your hand on the stove, your sense of feeling is going to be like, what are you doing? Take your hand off the stove. It's hot. Yeah, that's what that is. Okay, now we have 1A2. A sensation experienced through this sense. It's the sense of feel. Wow, my stomach said, hello, give me a banana. And then the thing that you feel is the feeling. Any other interesting thing? Like there's this... I don't have anything that feels interesting in this room. There is a puppet over here. And when I feel it with my sense of touch, it has a slightly fuzzy and slightly soft feeling. You just sit there. Okay, now we have 1B, generalized bodily consciousness or sensation. Generalized bodily. So it's just about being conscious, aware of what your body is doing, what your body is feeling. You're feeling your body. I have a lot of bodily feelings. I am conscious of what my body is doing a lot because I have a lot of like back issues, sometimes shoulder and neck issues, and recently like my hip got super tight because I sat at work too long, so I'm really, really, really trying to be more in the habit of bouncing between standing, walking, and sitting, and not doing one for too much, because if I stand for too much of a day, then that hurts too. So I'm like always trying to like adjust what my body is doing and get into a good feeling, and oh, it's stupid. It's stupid. But yeah, I think it's good to get more in your body. I don't feel like that was ever something I was really very good about. I'm much better about stretching. Feeling that stretch is really good. I took some like Tai Chi and yoga classes back in the day, and I think that that would be a good thing to get back into. And just like, just what does it feel like? Feel. Although I think everything is getting a little numb, and maybe that's just because I'm getting older, but like, feel like my feeling of the sensation of touching things is less than it used to be. It's very weird. What's going to happen in another 44 years? Okay, now we have 1C, which is appreciative or responsive awareness or recognition. Appreciative awareness, appreciative recognition, responsive awareness, responsive recognition. I'm trying to think of how this is all part of number one, so it's appreciative, responsive awareness. Is this like, I feel like it's worded kind of weird, but appreciative or responsive awareness or recognition. So is it basically like, I am aware of what I am touching. I am appreciating what it feels like. I don't know. This one feels kind of weird. 2A, an emotional state or reaction, as in a kindly feeling toward the boy. So you are feeling kind towards the boy. Maybe he's sitting there on the curb crying. And so you're like, oh, what's going on? I'm going to act kindly to you. Here's a candy bar. And so that is the emotional state or reaction. any feeling, that's your feeling. This is not a good way to describe that. It's your emotional... this reminds me of Star Trek The Next Generation. There was the character Data, who was an android, and so he was a robot who was extremely advanced, but you know, had no human emotions. And so he was talking to Geordi LaForge, played by the wonderful LeVar Burton. Oh, and I should say that Data was played by Brent Spiner. And Data was asking Geordi about feelings and emotions. And he would say, well, what does this feel like? And then Geordi would like, well, it feels like this. And he would like describe another feeling or emotion. And Data was like, well, can you describe these emotions, these feelings, without using other feelings to describe them? Because I don't know what that one means. So how would I know? I don't understand your definitions. And so it's very hard to describe what these emotional states are, these emotional reactions. It's like you can't even control. You can force it. You can force to some degree an emotion, but these are things that just happen based on your brain wiring and your physicality, and something is going to just make you have a feeling of happiness, sadness, fear, whatever. It's just this thing that you just can't control. It just happens. Okay. I'm sure that maybe that was a generalization. I don't know. Maybe I'm sure some feeling expert would have more to say about that, but that's sort of what I feel like. Now we have 2B, which is plural, susceptibility to impression. The synonym is sensitivity, as in the remark hurt her feelings. Now, this is a funky concept, because we have the feelings of happy, sad, angry, blah, blah, blah. But then when your feelings are hurt, what are those feelings? I have a feeling that the people who wrote this were like, how to describe what those feelings are? Susceptibility to impression. What does that even mean? I am a very literal person, so definitions like this hurt my brain. I like things that are talking about a physical thing that I can understand. But feelings are hard to understand, and describing them are even harder to understand, especially if you don't know what the thing is. I mean, I know what the phrase is, hurt my feelings. When something hurt my feelings, I understand that concept, but I wouldn't know how to describe what's the definition of feelings in that sentence. Susceptibility to impression. So, I mean, you're susceptible to having an adjustment, to being impressed. How do you use another word for impression? Something is, some external force is coming to you and to your emotions, and you are susceptible, that you are sensitive. They can be changed in a certain way based on what that external force is. Oh man, I don't know. There's just a weird way. Sensitivity, that's a good synonym. If you are sensitive to other people's emotions, you're sensitive to, well, I was a very sensitive kid. So for instance, like, you know, I feel like maybe not so much hurt my feelings, but like playing monkey in the middle was a problem for me when I was little. When I was little, playing monkey in the middle was a problem, because I don't know, I just was bad at it and small and... It's like way overly sensitive about stupid stuff like that. So did that hurt my feelings of feeling like not included? Even though you're technically part of the game, there are people who are playing catch over your head. So yeah, that like I guess could hurt your feelings. Even though I was consciously aware of what the game was, it was like you feel excluded, and that's no fun. Oh, that was a problem. Now we have 3A, the undifferentiated background of one's awareness considered apart from any identifiable sensation, perception, or thought. And I don't know what I'm reading today. This is hard on my brain. The undifferentiated background of one's awareness, okay, considered apart. This is you listening or watching me trying to comprehend a very complicated phrase when I don't have the brain power, I'm not smart enough to do this. Of one's awareness concerned apart from any identifiable sensation, perception. I don't know, my brain just like can't read and think at the same time. Thank you. Goodbye. 3B. The overall quality of one's awareness. Just your awareness of a situation, your feeling of this party's fun. That's my awareness of that. 3C. Conscious recognition. So you are aware that you are recognizing a thing. The synonym is sense. I have a sense that that person over there is looking fantastic today. They got some great clothes and a great hat. Number 4A, often unreasoned opinion or belief. The synonym is sentiment. Sentiment. It's unreasoned opinion? That seems like you don't have a reason for it. 4B, the synonym is presentiment. I don't think I know that word. Number 5, capacity to respond emotionally, especially with higher emotions, with the higher emotions. Capacity, you have the ability to respond emotionally, especially with higher emotions. What are the higher emotions? Happy? Sad? The big ones? The big emotions? I don't know what those are. But you have the ability to respond with your emotions with this form of feeling. I don't know where these get used exactly. They're all very similar. And we got a bunch more definitions, including synonyms. So we're just going to keep on going, and I don't need to spend a lot of time on this. Number 6, the character ascribed to something. The synonym is atmosphere. Ooh, what is the feeling of the dungeon? What is the atmosphere of the dungeon? We're ascribing a character to it. It feels dusty. That's how the dungeon feels. 7A, the quality of a work of art that conveys the emotion of the artist. What was the artist feeling when they made that piece of art? Maybe they were feeling, what's a feeling? I always go to the same ones because those are just the biggies. They were feeling dejected. They were feeling rejected. Maybe that's a better one. They were feeling rejected when they made that piece of art. So maybe if they made it clear enough to other people, then maybe other people will look at that piece of art and also feel rejected. Is that a feeling? Rejected? Yeah, I think so. Now, 7B is sympathetic aesthetic response. Whew. Two words that sound similar back to back. Sympathetic aesthetic response. I'm not even going to bother with that. Number 8. The synonym is the number 4 definition for the word feel, which would be intuitive knowledge or ability. I have a feeling that somebody's going to walk through that door any second now. Okay, now we have synonym information. Feeling, emotion, affection, sentiment, and passion mean a subjective response to a person, thing, or situation. Feeling denotes any partly mental, partly physical response marked by pleasure, pain, attraction, or repulsion. Okay, that's the word feeling. I hope you are paying attention and taking notes because I'm not. There's more. It may suggest the mere existence of a response, but imply nothing about the nature or intensity of it. as in the example, the feelings that once moved me are gone. I don't feel moved anymore. I am just an empty shell of a snail. Snail shell. Emotion carries a strong implication of excitement or agitation, but, like feeling, encompasses both positive and negative responses, as in, the drama portrays the emotions of adolescence. And, ooh, there's a lot of emotions during adolescence. Just watch the movies Inside Out and Inside Out 2. So many feelings. That's what that's all about. Feelings, those specific feelings. And then as you grow and your body changes and your mind and your brain change, then you get more interesting and advanced emotions and feelings. Affection applies to feelings that are also inclinations or likings, as in a memoir of childhood filled with affection for her family. It's a positive thing. Inclinations. You have an inclination for your family. You like them. You like spending time with them. Or you have likings. Pizza. I have an affection to pizza. Sentiment often implies an emotion inspired by an idea, as in, her feminist sentiments are well known. She is telling everybody about why she's a feminist, how she became a feminist, what she thinks should be done because she is a feminist and she believes other people maybe should feel the same way, possibly. An emotion inspired by an idea. I have an idea, and then my feelings are coming from that idea. Those are my sentiments. Passion suggests a very powerful or controlling emotion, as in, revenge became his ruling passion. Passion, that's going to be a fun word to talk about. Do you have a passion? What's your... I have lots and lots of passions, but I also have no passions. So, I think now, with all of that chitter-chatter, which was so much, and a lot of it was just nothing, a whole lot of nothing, we now need to pick a word of the episode. Today we had feeler gauge, feel good, and feeling. I think I'm going to pick feel good as the word of the episode. You know, it's very important to feel all the feelings, the positive and the negative. The positive ones don't have the weight unless you have the negative ones. You need that balance. But that being said, it's always good to feel good. That's what we want. We don't want to feel crappy, but sometimes you gotta so you can feel good. Sometimes you gotta feel crappy, cause so then you can feel good later. Fine. Now, I am going to tell you about a couple more movies that I watched. The next one is Cooties. Cooties. This is 10 years old. It has a fantastic cast, and it is a very fun, goofy kind of horror comedy. It's basically a zombie movie in a school, and it's a whole lot of fun. Cooties. And then I will mention The Others. This is very different than Cooties. A much more serious horror film. A PG, very good PG-13. This is great for, like, you know, teens. Teens can definitely watch this. There's nothing gory, no bad language or nothing like that. But it is creep. This is like a good transition from, like, if you're sort of young and horror curious, this is going to allow you to transition into the more adult scary stuff. And it's a ghost story, a good ghost story. The Others. Okay, I think that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for checking out this show, and maybe it has given you some feelings. And I always have feelings. Tell me about your feelings. This has been Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.